Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to have an uncomfortable conversation about effort and results, because all entrepreneurs will get to a point where they feel like they are hustling their face off, but the needle isn't moving. If you feel this way, welcome to the club. We are sold this idea that hard work equals success, that it's a straight line. This is incorrect. The 80-20 rule, aka the Pareto principle, throws a wrench in that idea. It's the uncomfortable truth that 80% of our results often come from just 20% of our efforts. Now, this isn't about slacking off. It's about working smarter, not harder. It's recognizing that we are all limited by time and energy, and we need to ruthlessly prioritize where we invest these precious resources. So grab your coffee or your tequila, no judgment. Let's dive into how the 80-20 rule can be your secret weapon for exponential growth, not just linear progress. See, the 80-20 rule isn't just theoretical, it's everywhere. In business, 20% of your customers likely drive 80% of your revenue. 20% of your products and services likely generate 80% of your profits. In investing, 20% of your holdings may account for 80% of your portfolio's growth. in your personal life, in your productivity. 20% of your tasks likely create 80% of your impact at work or in life, and even in relationships. 20% of the people in your network may provide 80% of your support, opportunities, and joy. So do you get it? The pattern is clear. Unequal distribution is the norm, not the exception. Once you start seeing the world through this lens, it's a game changer. So let's talk about applying the 80-20 rule in your life. Let's talk about those high leverage moves. How do we use this knowledge to our advantage? Step one, ruthless prioritization. You are going to start identifying the vital few, the 20% of activities that drive the bulk of your results. Double down on these and delegate or eliminate the rest. Next, you're going to have a customer client focus. You're going to figure out who your top 20% of your customers are, the ones that love you, the ones that refer you and spend the most. These are your evangelists. Obsess over serving them exceptionally well. For your product or your service, don't try and be everything to everyone. Focus on the offerings that truly resonate with your market. Cut the dead weight. And then lastly, in your relationships, invest time and energy in the relationships that truly matter. Be intentional, not just transactional. Remember, the 80-20 rule isn't about perfection. It is looking at these four buckets: prioritization, customers, product, service, business relationships. It's about identifying the areas where small adjustments can have a massive impact. It is about finding your unique leverage points. See, when you start to adopt an 80-20 rule, you're going to have to go through a mindset shift, as is everything in life. When you start to understand how the world works, how business works, there is a mindset shift required. The 80-20 rule can be liberating and a little terrifying. It goes against the grain of fairness and equal effort, but the real world doesn't operate that way. Embrace the imbalance. Focus on the few things that truly move the needle for you and your business. It's not about cutting corners or being lazy. It's about aligning your efforts with the biggest goals and biggest opportunities. Now, let's take it a step further. For seasoned entrepreneurs, we're going to go deeper. For most of you, you have probably implemented basic 80-20 principles. There's always room for optimization. And if you're just starting out, you can sort of skip ahead of the line and start to use these more advanced strategies. So let's talk about a couple different ideas and thoughts. The first one, the 80-20 of the 80-20. We're getting meta here. Look within your vital few. Even those high impact activities likely have their own 80-20 distribution. What are the absolute must-haves within those must-haves? This is where you find true leverage points. I'll give you a very real example. So say I have a couple different businesses that I run right now that I've invested in. Obviously, a lot of you listening to this know that I have a podcast. So, and not just the podcast you're listening to this on, another podcast I've been doing for 6 years. This one has been around 3. But the bigger podcast, it's the Success Story podcast, that is generating revenue for me. So I consider that to be one of the main things that I want to focus on. It's getting me on more stages. It's giving me more awareness. It's giving me incredible opportunities. So it's checking all the boxes, right? So that's where I spend a lot of my time on. Now, within the podcast, I'm going to do the 80-20 within the 80-20. So within the podcast, I'm also looking at which marketing channels grow the show the most, the biggest opportunity for monetization, which kind of brands that I'm monetizing with pay me the most or have the most favorable terms, which kind of content on which kind of platform gets the most viral organic exposure and reach. So 80-20 of the 80-20. Second thing I want you to look at is team building. So identify your top 20% performers, your A players. These are the individuals who not only excel at their tasks, but also inspire and elevate those around them. You want to invest in everyone, but at the bare minimum, you want to invest heavily in their development and their empowerment. You want to give them autonomy, resources, opportunities for growth. They will become your force multipliers in your business, exponentially amplifying your team's impact. And lastly, strategic partnerships. So you want to look for partnerships that give you access to larger audiences, complementary skill sets, or a new market. The right partnership can dramatically accelerate your growth far beyond what you can achieve alone. But remember, be selective. Not all partnerships are created equal. Focus on those that truly align with your values, visions, and goals. Now, the 80-20 rule isn't just about individual actions. It's a systems-level approach. Think about your business as an interconnected web of processes, relationships, and resources. So you are going to apply the 80-20 rule in your bottlenecks because you will identify the 20% of processes that are slowing down your entire operation. So streamlining these bottlenecks will have a ripple effect. It'll improve efficiency and productivity across the board. You're going to apply the 80-20 rule in feedback loops. You're going to create systems that collect and analyze data on your most important metrics. This feedback loop allows you to continuously identify and optimize your 20% activities. This ensures that you stay on track and adapt to changing circumstances. This happens all the time in business. And lastly, you're going to apply it to scaling up because as your business grows, the 80-20 rule becomes even more critical. It helps you maintain focus. It helps you avoid complexity, and it helps you make strategic decisions that maximize your impact. And don't forget, the 80-20 rule doesn't just apply to business and business systems. It applies to your life too. So habits, learning, self-care. I mean, with habits, if you focus on the few habits that have the biggest impact on your health, happiness, and productivity, you're winning. If you build systems and routines to reinforce these habits, you can make them automatic. You can make them sustainable. With your learning, you can identify the 20% of the information that will give you the most significant return on your investment of time and energy. This could be a specific skill, a new area of knowledge, a deeper understanding of pick a topic. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. And lastly, self-care. So there are activities that you are going to prioritize that truly nourish your soul and rejuvenate your spirit. This could be spending time with loved ones. Could be pursuing hobbies. It could be taking time to relax, recharge. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's going to a Scandinavian spa. Who cares? There is a 20% rule applicable in almost anything. So before we move on, I want you this week to start to analyze. I want you to start to take a hard look at your business and your life and start to see the 80-20 rule in action. What are your vital few activities, customers, products, relationships, habits? I want you to start to strategize and develop a plan to double down on your 20%. How can you optimize these areas for even greater impact? What can you delegate or even eliminate to free up time and energy? And then I want you to experiment. So test different approaches and see what works best for you. Don't be afraid to try new things, iterate, refine your strategy as you go. The 80-20 rule is a powerful tool for achieving extraordinary results, but it's not a magic bullet. It requires discipline, focus, and a willingness to challenge conventional wisdom. Now, let's keep going and talk about a few more advanced concepts, anti-fragility. So advanced entrepreneurs understand the importance of building anti-fragile businesses. Businesses that not only survive, but thrive in the face of unexpected challenges and disruptions. Why is this important? If you're not an advanced entrepreneur, eventually you will be, and eventually you will have challenges. It is not just hopefully you don't have them, it's they're gonna come and you better be ready to deal with them. So why does the 80-20 rule help you? Why is it a tool for cultivating anti-fragility? First of all, it helps you understand that you shouldn't spread yourself too thin, but you don't put all your eggs in one basket either, because you're identifying key areas where you can diversify your revenue streams, customer base, or product offerings. This creates a buffer against these unforeseen circumstances and events, and it allows you to pivot quickly if you have to. It helps you with optionality. It keeps your options open. It forces you to not get locked into rigid plans or long-term commitments that could limit your flexibility. Why? Because the 80-20 rule encourages you to focus on the present while remaining open to new opportunities. And lastly, it helps you with resilience, a massively important entrepreneurial trait. When you build resilience into your systems and your processes, this means that you are having backup plans, redundancies, contingency measures in place. It also means that you've built a culture in your business of adaptability and continuous learning within your team. So when you apply the 80-20 rule, of course, it's going to help you with incremental improvement, but ultimately it is about exponential growth. When you focus on a few activities, customers, products, relationships that truly matter, you can unlock a level of performance and impact that far exceeds what you could achieve through linear efforts. The 80-20 rule creates a compounding effect. As you optimize your 20%, the results you achieve start to snowball. That leads to exponential growth. When you focus on your 20%, it allows you to go deeper, explore new possibilities, push boundaries of what's possible. This leads to breakthroughs, innovations. And when you're fully engaged in your 20% activities, you are more likely to enter a flow state. You are not distracted. In this state, you can achieve extraordinary results in a very short amount of time. In today's fast-paced, hyper-competitive business landscape, the 80-20 rule is not just a good idea, it's a necessity. It is your secret weapon for outperforming your competitors, exceeding customer expectations, and achieving long-term success. It allows you with differentiation, efficiency, innovation. It allows you to create unique value propositions because you focus on your 20%. This sets you apart from the crowd. It could be superior product, exceptional customer service, disruptive business model, or a combination. It helps you eliminate waste, streamline processes, maximize your resources. You will operate more efficiently than your competitors. This gives you cost advantage. And when you invest in your 20%, you can free up time and resources to focus on innovation. You could find a new 20% because you're not wasting your time on all this BS that means nothing for your business. So this could mean new products, new markets, or an entirely new way of doing business. See, the 80-20 rule, I want to get this into your head, is not just a business strategy, it's a way of life. It is truly a mindset that encourages you to question assumptions, challenge the status quo, and seek out new and better ways of doing impactful things. Remember, the 80-20 rule reminds us that the world is not fair or equal, but that's okay. In fact, it's an opportunity. When you embrace the imbalance, you can find your unique leverage points. You can create extraordinary results. You can focus on the few. You're not going to try and do everything. You're going to focus on the things that truly matter. And the whole rule encourages us to think big and aim high. When you focus on that 20%, you will achieve exponential growth. Now, where do you start? Let's get tactical just for a quick minute. Here are some practical steps you can take to implement the 80-20 rule in your business. First step, data collection and analysis. Start by collecting data on your key metrics. This could be sales figures, customer satisfaction ratings, employee performance reviews, or any other data that is relevant to your business. Once you have this data, analyze it to identify patterns and trends. Where do you see the 80-20 rule in action? You can create a prioritization matrix. So a prioritization matrix helps you identify your vital few activities. This matrix should have two axes, impact and effort, and you're going to plot your activities on this matrix and focus on those that have high impact and low effort. Next, you're going to start to experiment. So do not be afraid to experiment with different approaches to see what works best for you. Try new things, iterate, refine your strategy as you go. 80-20 is not a one-size-fits-all solution, so it's important to know what works best for your specific business. You're going to start to delegate and automate. Delegate or automate tasks that are not part of your vital few. This frees up time and energy to focus on the activities that truly move the needle. And lastly, you are going to adopt a mindset of continuous improvement because, again, not a one-time fix. It is a continuous process. As your business evolves, your 20% activities may change. So it's important to regularly review and adjust the strategy. And if you want to see how other giants of industry have put this to practice, Warren Buffett, legendary investor, is a huge proponent of the 80-20 rule, focusing his investments on a few high-quality companies he believes have a sustainable competitive advantage. Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, popularized the concept of lifestyle design, which is based on the 80-20 rule. He advocates for focusing on a few activities that bring the most joy and fulfillment and outsourcing or automating the rest. And Google also uses 80-20 to prioritize their product development. So they focus on the few products that have the potential to become massive hits, and then they allocate resources accordingly. So just to wrap this up, 80-20 rule is a powerful tool. It can help you achieve greatness in your business and your personal life. Focus on the few things that truly matter. You're going to unlock your full potential. You will create extraordinary results. And this way, you can make a lasting impact on the world, in your life, in your business, whatever you want. So what are you waiting for? Embrace the imbalance, challenge the status quo, and start your journey focusing on what actually matters. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, the growth gear, with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.